Okay, so we will learn the fifth text from chapter 12 of Bhagavad Gita. What is the name of the 12th chapter?
Very good. Bhakti Yoga.
Bhakti Yoga, good. Bhakti Yoga is the Sanskrit word. In English it is called devotional service. Klesho.
Klesho.
Dikata. Rastesham.
Rastesham.
Avyakta.
Avyakta. Avyakta. Avyakta.
Sakta Chetasam.
Sakta Chetasam.
Avyakta.
Avyakta. Avyakta. Avyakta.
Igatir.
Igatir. Igatir. Igatir.
Dukham.
Dukham. Dukham. Dukham.
Dehavad.
Dehavad. Dehavad. Dehavad.
Bir avapyate.
Bir avapyate. Bir avapyate.
Okay. Any doubt? Dikata raste sham. Dikata raste. First, I'll tell the second line. Avyakta sakta chetasam. Avyakta sakta chetasam. Dehavad bir avapyate. Avyakta higatir dukham. All of you got? You should be having it in your bag. You have Bhagavad Gita? Okay, share it. In Bhagavad Gita 12.5. Any other doubt you have? Kleshodikatarastesham.
Kleshodikatarastesham. Kleshodikatarastesham. Kleshodikatarastesham.
Avyakta sakta chetasam.
Avyakta sakta chetasam. Avyakta sakta chetasam.
Avyakta higatir dukham.
Avyakta higatir dukham. Avyakta higatir dukham. Avyakta higatir dukham.
Dehavad bhiravapyate.
Dehavad bhiravapyate. Dehavad bhiravapyate. Dehavad bhiravapyate.
Kleshodikatarastesham.
Kleshodikatarastesham. Kleshodikatarastesham. Kleshodikatarastesham.
Avyakta sakta chetasam.
Avyakta sakta chetasam. Avyakta sakta chetasam. Avyakta sakta chetasam.
Avyakta hi gatir dukham.
Avyakta hi gatir dukham. Avyakta hi gatir dukham.
Dehavad bhiravapyate.
Dehavad bhiravapyate. Dehavad bhiravapyate. Dehavad bhiravapyate.
Can you recite the whole verse? Klesho dikatarastesham, avyakta sakta chetasam, avyakta higatir dukham, dehavad bhiravapyate.
Klesho dikatarastesham, avyakta sakta chetasam, avyakta higatir dukham, dehavad bhiravapyate.
For those whose minds,
are attached
to the unmanifested,
impersonal feature,
of the Supreme,
advancement
is very troublesome.
To make progress
in that discipline
is always difficult
for those who are embodied.
For those who are embodied.
So as we are seeing the question by Arjuna, that which form of worship is better, impersonal form of worship is better or personal form of worship is better. Personal form of worship means you're believing that Krishna has a form and you're worshipping that form. And impersonal means you're just worshipping the light coming out from Krishna's body. Yeah, Brahma Jyoti. That light is called Brahma Jyoti and you're worshipping that. So we are seeing now Krishna is answering. So according to Krishna, which way is better?
Personal
form of worshipping is better. And what Krishna says is...
Yamuna story is one person was worshipping the light coming out.
Yeah. So basically in this impersonal form of worship, Krishna says it is very difficult. Krishna says it's very deep. That's what he's saying here. See, for those whose minds are attached to the unmanifested impersonal feature of the Supreme, advancement is very troublesome. It's very difficult. It's very easy. Chanting is very easy, isn't it? And yesterday I told you, what is chanting to Krishna? It's like a
lift.
Yes, very good. It's like a lift to Krishna. If you chant the names of Krishna, you will immediately go to Krishna. Okay? Actually, by chanting, what happens is, when you chant the names of Krishna, you will start shining. Okay, you don't have to apply a lot of makeup and all. You will shine from because you are taking the names of Krishna. What will happen? Krishna personally goes and sits in your heart, and he cleanses all the dirty things that is there in our heart. And what will happen after a few days? Everyone will say, "How did you change? How is your parents themselves will be surprised. How is it you are respecting always? You never back answer us. You never do all wrong things. You never say lies. You are always honest. You are always truthful. How it is? Because you are chanting the names of Krishna. What happens? Krishna personally sits in your heart and cleans all the dirty things. And because those dirty things are there, that's why we say, "Arey, ek jhoot bola to kya ho gaya?" If we tell one lie, how does it matter? If we cheat with our this thing, we get our result. We get less marks. We don't show to our parents, isn't it? These all things. So, and always remember, you should never speak lies to your parents. Never speak lies. Tell the truth. Even if you get beatings, it's okay. But you tell the truth. Then Krishna will like you. Always be truthful. Never say lies. Your parents, and always love your younger and elder ones, your brothers, sisters, everyone, because they all are, as I told the first day itself, what are we all are parts of Krishna, everyone. So you can't say, "Oh, I only don't like this one person, others all I like." Then still Krishna will not like you. You should like everyone. Then Krishna will say, "This person likes everyone." So you should not have enemies. No, you should have. Yesterday that child was there, no? He was showing that to everyone. He was small, but so you should have always this. Always be talking with all your friends.